to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am Barry Ricks, your host, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Word Domination. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Jeff with me. How's it going, Jeff?
Oh, it's going great.
Oh, fantastic. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and maybe about your company?
Yes, so I am, as you said, Jeff Beck. I am a full-time criminal mastermind and only part-time game designer.
Oh, okay. So that works.
Well,
that works.
You know, you gotta pay the bills somehow. So
that's right.
So Uproarious Games is my little design shop. Launched it earlier this year. We have a number of games in the works, but our first game to hit Kickstarter right now, like you mentioned, is Word Domination. It's a game we've been working on for quite some time now, and we're super excited to be bringing it to everyone.
Definitely. So let's just jump right into it. So Word Domination, what is it? How does it play, and what can people expect from it?
Right. So Word Domination is it's kind of a combo plate. It's part word game, but part strategy. So I like to refer to it as, if Scrabble and Risk got together and had a baby, this is what pops out.
I like it.
So in the game, you play as a supervillain, kind of circa 1970s James Bond style supervillain.
And can't go wrong there.
No, it's a good era.
That's
and
right.
What you're doing as a villain is you are trying to steal priceless artifacts and landmarks from around the globe. So things like the crown jewels and the Tiffany diamond, but also bigger, more exciting things like the Eiffel Tower or Mount Rushmore or even Italy is up for grabs.
Wow, just the whole
you
country.
You just suck it right up, you know.
Take that big boot out of the ocean and stick it in your pocket.
Exactly. I mean, what supervillain wouldn't want that? So
exactly.
Yeah. So how that plays in the game is so you lay out a grid of letters, and you're going to spell a word. You can use any letter on the board. They don't have to be adjacent. So though it kind of looks like Boggle, you don't play like Boggle because you can use any letter. So when you use the letters, you're going to drop a token on those letters, and that represents you're now canvassing the artifacts that are associated, because each letter has an artifact on the tile. Subsequent players can then spell a word, and they want to prevent you from stealing them, so they're going to try and use some of the same letters, because when they do, they're going to boot you off and put their minions on that artifact.
Definitely.
When it comes back to you, you're going to spell a word. Now, you can continue to boot people off. That's part of the game. But also, if you can use a letter that still has your token on it, meaning no one's kicked you off, that's how you steal it. And so there's a little bit of strategy. You know, you can spell any word you want, but there's a strategy about which letters you want to use so that you can steal them, because, of course, stealing is the name of the game. Not literally, but figuratively.
Yeah.
Now, how the strategy and kind of the area control comes into play is that at the end of the game, you're going to get 1 point for every letter you steal. However, for every adjacent tile that you've stolen, that it forms a group of three or more, it's going to be worth double. So again, though you can use any letter on this big grid, you want to focus on clusters. You want to build your clusters, and you want to prevent your opponents from building clusters by using their letters so that you can maximize your score and win the game.
Definitely. So when you're playing the game, do you want to spell like the biggest, most fancy word, or do you want to do quick little words and claim the cards that way?
Right. Yeah. Great question. I would say, I mean, that's one thing that's fun with this game is there's a myriad of options. So I've played it with kind of, you know, logophiles, people who just are word game fanatics, and they'll drop, you know, 15 letter words, and it's just ridiculous.
That's my wife. You know, I always lose when I play Boggle against her, and I'm just like, come on, I don't even, that's not even a word.
Right, exactly. Then you look it up like, okay, it's a word,
okay.
But whatever. Yeah. So, but the, you know, that's so you against your wife, this is the exact scenario that I designed this game for. Because on one hand, you have the person who can throw down the crazy long word, but the other player maybe, you know, doesn't have the dictionary memorized. But on the other hand, they could be maybe a little more strategic, maybe know how to control a board a little better. And so through strategy and through careful placement of your tokens on strategic tiles, you can do fairly well as well. And so you don't have to spell big long words to be effective at this game.
Exactly. And that's why I always win at Scrabble, because I wait for the, you know, to get the, you know, the triple and double letter scores, and my words are only like four letters long, but I get a bunch of points, and so that's nice that you could do both aspects of this game as well. But it, like you said, it's a myriad of different things. I it's sounding great.
Right.
Keep going.
One more thing I should mention. So some of the letters, the harder to use letters, your X's and your Z's and whatnot, those are, rather than being priceless artifacts, they are your super mega evil arsenal.
Ooh.
And so you can still steal them, and you know it plays just like the regular game. However, when you use them, they give you some special effect that allows you to mess with your opponent in some fun way. So for example, the V is the Vapor Shock Rocket. When you use that letter, you can actually vaporize one of your opponent's tokens. Poof, it's gone.
Hey, there you go.
Or like
are you able to use it more than once or just once?
Oh yeah. Every time you use that V, you get to use its power. And if you steal it, that means you have exclusive use of that letter, because once you've stolen a letter, you can use it as much as you want, but your opponents are locked out.
That's cool.
So like another example that I think is really fun is the Z is the Zeppelin. And the Zeppelin lets you pick up and move a tile. So since it's a tile grid and not a fixed board, you can actually pick up a tile and move it. So that way, if your opponent has a group of three letters that are already stolen, they're grouped together, you're like, oh, dang, they're going to get a bunch of points for that. You drop a letter or you drop a word with a Z in it, you pick up one of the tiles, move it, you know, all the way across the board, and you just ruin their whole plan.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're all about, is messing with people.
That's right. That makes the game more enjoyable.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the game looks fantastic. The artwork looks great. And just the gameplay sounds super fun. As we're recording right now, you guys still have 19 days left to go on the Kickstarter. You guys are scheduled to end on September 21st. But you guys are already very successfully funded. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy ride so far. A lot. It, you know, the reception's been fantastic, a lot better than anything I had ever even hoped for.
Well, yeah, and definitely. I mean, you guys have reached all those stretch goals, but, I mean, the amount of backers you have also speaks highly of your campaign as well. I mean, you have just over 1,400 backers, and that's awesome. That shows you that there's people out there like, this game is awesome, I want to get my hands on it. Now, recently, were you able to attend like Gen Con and show off the game there?
I did attend. So I should say, so my good friend and kind of my mentor with this project is Tim Fowers. You perhaps have heard of him. He designed Paperback, which is a word game mixed with a deck builder, but also Burgle Bros. And then recently he had a game called Fugitive that was on Kickstarter. And
yeah.
So he's been working with me and helping me out just a ton, which I cannot talk about this game without giving him a huge shout out and thank you. So actually at Gen Con, he made a little space in his booth for me. And so all the people that came to see the rock star Tim got a little spoonful of my game as well. So that was fantastic.
That's cool. Well, that was nice of him. But you are actually from my old stomping grounds there in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
So are you going to, because right now the Salt Lake City Comic Con's going on, are you going to be showing off your game there at all?
I am, yep. I'm going to be in the gaming area this whole weekend, just showing as many people as I possibly can.
Awesome, that's fantastic. And we all know that Salt Lake Comic Con is just it's bigger every year, and I've been told that the structure of the Comic Con is a little bit better.
I was there last night, and it is quite a bit better. No longer do you have to wait in line for 23 hours to get in.
That's
a huge improvement.
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, we know that this game is being made. You know, we have lots of people that are excited to play it. So, when the Kickstarter ends towards the end of September, when do you hope to have the game out to the backers? And do you plan on trying to get it into retail as well?
Yeah, great question. So to answer your first question, what we're saying on the Kickstarter page is May of next year. That is a bit longer than really even what we anticipate, but I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, be on the safe side. As we've always said on the show here, you know, our developers and designers are smart. They do a long timeline just in case you run into any snafus.
Exactly.
But then you are also pleasantly pleased if the game comes early.
Exactly. So, you know, realistically, just between us girls here on the show, we're anticipating somewhere like in late February or so, but again, we're saying May just to be safe.
Just to be safe. Cool. Well, that's exciting. And do you plan on trying to get it into some game stores?
Yeah. So right now we are following the Tim Fowers model of selling it exclusively on our website, which will be at roriusgames.com. So it will be in some stores. We have a discount option for stores. However, we are not going through any distributors. And so it will not be in, you know, mass distribution like other games. Primarily, we would want people to come to our website and purchase it that way.
Sounds like a good idea to me. As long, you know, obviously the backers will get the game first and, you know, even get those perks that they may get. And then those that don't find out until later about this amazing game, they will be able to get it on your website. So that's pretty exciting.
Exactly. And, you know, the nice thing about a word game, for anyone listening who's thinking about making a game, word games are great because they have a fantastic shelf life. You know, a word game like Scrabble or Boggle, you mentioned both of those. You know, those are games that have been playing for 30 years, and you know, they're still every bit as fun today as they were that so many years ago. And so,
well, and each gameplay is just totally different.
Exactly.
Because the layout is always, you know, especially if you're doing the grid system with letters being in different spots each game, and you're going to spell different words each time, so the effects will be different of the game. And yeah, and of course when you always add an extra person into the game, it could totally change the dynamic of everything. So you're totally right, word games have a long shelf life, whereas some other games are fun to pull out every once in a while, but you know, we all know how to spell, and well, hopefully we know how to spell anyway. And you know, and then it's also good for like, for me, for example, I have, you know, kids that are growing up, and so eventually they're going to get to an age where they will want to play these word games with us as well. And so that's also it could be a good teaching method.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
in fact, we've had several educators reach out to us on the Kickstarter campaign, saying how excited they were, and this would be a fun game because, you know, the theme is fun. There's a lot of fun art, like you mentioned. So it draws all kinds of ages in, but then it really is something that you have to understand, not just spelling, but also spatial. You know, there's a little bit of math involved. So there's lots of
strategy
opportunities in the game.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've actually noticed a lot lately that more and more teachers are starting to bring board games into their classroom. I spoke to a teacher just recently, and she, you know, knows that I'm really into tabletop gaming and everything. And then she's like, if you ever have any games that you want to donate, she's like, I'm actually trying to bring more board games into my classroom because kids nowadays, a lot of them don't even know board games, or the ones that they're exposed to are, of course, of the ones that we all know of, like Monopoly, Candyland.
Don't
and
go there.
I know, but that's what they understand is a board game, but the industry is just so gigantic, and there's something for everyone now. You know, maybe you don't like a hardcore strategy game like Risk, but you could enjoy a word game like Word Domination. And so there's something for everyone, and I think it's cool that some educators are trying to bring that back into the kids' lives and be able to do that, because it's great to be able to have these games at home to play with your family. It's good family quality time.
No, you know, and another great thing about board games is just how interactive they are. And that's one thing about Word Domination I'm really excited about. It's a very interactive game, you know, because you're constantly, there's this constant ebb and flow between the various players where you're messing with their stuff. And so, you know, but board games are just so interactive, and they really build engagement between people. And so it's a fantastic thing to do in a classroom to really build the engagement of your classroom.
Definitely. That is awesome. Well, Jeff, I know that you are a busy man. One, of course, the Kickstarter is successful, and you had to, you know, get all those stretch goals, contact all these people that ask you questions, and you're also at Salt Lake Comic Con this weekend, and so you're super busy. So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come on the show today and let everyone know a little bit more about Word Domination.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Why don't you tell people where they can find out more about your company and maybe more about what you're doing?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more about the company, you can go to our website, Uproarious Games. It's just uproariousgames.com. And if you want to learn more about Word Domination, a quick way to get that, of course, you can just search for it on Kickstarter. But also, if you go to worddomination.net, it'll redirect you straight over.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And of course, we'll have links in the show notes for easy access for you guys. And we want to thank Jeff once again. And we also want to thank Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro. And you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And I'm here to tell you always to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.